Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Life Changers Ministry Faith Talk. I am your host, Lolita Jones. I have a surprise for each and every one of you. Oh, do I have a surprise for you, my good friend, Dr. Kimberly Kenyatta. Oh, she'll be coming on in a few minutes to minister the word of God. I ask you to grab your notebooks, your pen, your paper, call somebody on the phone, tell them that the word of God is about to come forth on Faith Talk. I thank God for you, you, and you. And I ask you to sit back, take your notes, enjoy. God bless you.
And I thank you for all that you are. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for your word on today. I thank you that you're almighty God. There's none other like you. There's none that can compare to you. We place none before you on today. Lord God, I thank you for the word that will go forth on today, Lord God. We pray that it falls on good ground, Lord, where it can be watered and you give the increase. Lord God, as the word go forth, Lord, let us be doers of the word and not hearers only. Oh God, I decrease, Lord God, that you may increase. Word my mouth, Lord God, with a word for your people on today. And God, we just thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, good morning. Today we're talking about unbelief hinders God's power. The reference verse 1 John 3 and 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it do not yet appear what we shall be, but what we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Amen. That verse is a whole mouthful in itself. It gives us the thought of, it does not matter what we see ourselves is. It does not matter who tells us we're this, that, and the fourth. But what we do know is when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Amen. Before we go on, I want to define for you this morning unbelief. Unbelief. I looked it up in the dictionary. It's the lack of religious belief in absence of faith. Now, this dictionary came from the regular old dictionary, not the Bible dictionary. And I was a little surprised at the definition being what it is. There are so many ways that we could look at or define unbelief. But in this dictionary, they chose to define unbelief as a lack of religious belief and an absence of faith. They could have said a lack of confidence in somebody, a lack of confidence in something, a lack of trust. There are so many different ways unbelief could have been defined, but they said the lack of religious belief or the absence of faith. Now, unbelief is not only having a lack of religious belief, it's not only not believing or having faith. Unbelief is also doubting that something is possible. Unbelief is questioning whether or whether not something can happen or take place. Unbelief is also being fearful that something may not happen because you have not acted or responded in a certain way. Unbelief is also relying on someone else's faith to believe and not having confidence in your own measure of faith to believe. All of those summarize different components, aspects of unbelief. So we're talking today, unbelief as hinders God's power. Defining hinders for you today. To hinder means to create difficulty for someone or something. resulting in delay or obstruction. That's what the dictionary said. I also thought of hinders as slowing down the process or progression of something or someone. Note that the word hinders does not mean will not or stops. It delays. To hinder means to delay. Unbelief delays or creates boundaries. Let's be clear. It creates a delay or a boundary in our ability or opportunity to receive the power of God. Because nothing can hinder the intentionality of God's power. What God say is. Nothing can hinder that. Nothing can stop that. But unbelief can hinder our opportunity, our ability to receive. Amen. And this topic we're talking about today, unbelief, it's not something new. It's not something different. It's not something that we've not heard before. But sometimes we just need a word to remind us, to enlighten us, to inspire us to move forward, to move to, or to move from. And that's what we're doing today. Let me tell you this. We've heard it before. Fear, doubt, and unbelief are enemies of the faith. No ands, ifs, and buts. It takes faith to believe in the workings of the power of God. It takes faith to believe in the workings of God's power. Fear, doubt, and unbelief come to wreak havoc on our faith walk. They want to interfere in our ability to trust in the power of God. They want to interfere in our ability to trust in the move of God. They want blinders to be over our mind. They want blinders to be over our eyes. They want blinders to be over our perceptions. They want to interfere with how we think of the word of God and God's power. Hebrews 11:6 reminds us, but without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Unbelief wants to come to interfere with that very scripture there. Unbelief does not want us to have faith. Fear, doubt, unbelief does not want this scripture to be so. Amen. Unbelief hinders God's power. Why is God's power so important to us? Why should we even consider how or why we can hinder God's power? Why is it even relevant to consider that? Why does it make any sense? You know why? Because it is through the power of God that we receive miraculous healing. It is through the working of God's power that miracles are performed. It is through the workings of God's power that we are delivered and made free in his word. Freedom is established through God's power. Nothing happens unless God allows. The allows is God's power to give permission to our faith to be challenged and strengthened all in one setting. Unbelief wants to come to interfere with our faith being challenged, where it is then strengthened even the more. Why unbelief? Why is it so important to have God's power? Let me give you a few scenarios. First of all, in Acts 1 and 8, the word says, "But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power. Power from where? Power likened unto God's power. That's what unbelief wants to interfere with. It is with this power that we have faith to speak to the mountain, and the mountain shall be thou removed. It is with this power that is mentioned in Luke 10 and 19. Says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Power likened unto God's power. Unbelief wants to come to interfere with our ability to have power. It is the same power that is given to us in Luke 9, verses 1 and 2. "Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick." Power likened unto God's power. Unbelief wants to come to interfere with this power. Important that we have God's power through the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what strengthens us. That's what encourages us when we're down. That's what makes us spiritually whole when we're going through, when we're feeling depressed. We're not depressed. It's just a feeling. It's a trick. It's the power. We have the power of the Holy Ghost. It comes to strengthen us. God's power. One other. I'm going to tell you this. And when I read this, I'm sure I had read it before. But when I read this studying for the message, it hit me a whole different way. Listen to this. Romans 4. I'm starting with verse 4. Chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. Listen closely. "Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure of all seed, not that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead, and called those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be." This pericope, this passage of scripture is talking about the faith of Abraham. When I read this, it was like an aha moment. The faith of Abraham, he trusted God. It says, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead, and called those things which be not as though they were, the power of God. Unbelief wants to interfere. Unbelief wants to hinder God's power that worketh through us. And it said, who against hope believeth in hope? Who against hope believeth in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. Unbelief. Unbelief wants to hinder God's power working in us, in what we choose to believe. How long we believe before it comes to pass. How long we believe before it's fulfilled. How long we believe before we see that promises, the promises of God that are yea and amen. Unbelief wants to interfere and hinder God's power in those areas. Listen to the rest of these verses in 19 through 21. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He didn't consider it, strong in the faith. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. God's power. Unbelief comes to try to hinder God's power for in us to believe what God said will come to pass. What he promised, he's able to perform. He's able to do it.
I hope you received and enjoyed that powerful word by Dr. Kimberly Kenyatta. I ask you today to write us. Sit down and write us at LCM, P.O. Box 15836, Chesapeake, Virginia 23328, or you can email us at lifechangerslcm@icloud.com. If you enjoy this podcast, I ask you to share it with your loved ones. Share it with your friends, your coworkers, even your enemies, so they can receive a word to encourage them, a word that just doesn't satisfy the ear, but it satisfies the spirit. The spirit yearns to hear the word of God. I invite you to subscribe also to our YouTube channel, Life Changers Global Ministries. We are also on Facebook. You can like our page. And we are also on pray.com. You can download it on the app for Apple, the Apple phones, smartphones, and also for the Androids. But I know that this is a mighty word that many people would need to hear about hindering the blessing, hindering when you begin to doubt God's word. You hinder the blessing, the process that God is wanting to fulfill in your life, to manifest in your life. And again, we say thank you for joining in Life Changers Prayer Ministries. This is Faith Talk, and I am your host, Lolita Jones. God bless you.